Morning, everybody. I'd like to go ahead and call Senate Finance Committee to order. Time is 11:20 a.m., September 14th, 2021. I'm joined today by Co-Chair Bishop, Senator Von Imhoff, Senator Olson, Senator Hoffman, Senator Wilson, and Senator Wilikowski is online. And we are going to take up House Bill 303, short title, Operating Permanent Fund Education Appropriations. We've previously heard this bill. Today we'll be taking amendments on the appropriation bill in front of us. And members should have those in their packet. We'll take them in order. And then when we're done with amendments, we'll look to the will of the committee. And we'll start with the first amendment. Senator Wilson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move amendment number one.
I'll object.
Yes, Mr. Chair, amendment number one pretty much returns this bill to the original form to include a dividend amount for the more of a 50-50 around the 2350 estimated amount. But due to sort of our where we're at with a special session, I feel it might be best and more for expediency to move this amendment to the floor. So at this time, I will save my remarks to that time later on, hopefully today, to get this bill out so that there would be enough time for our legislative process and to get this to the betterment of the folks. And I think that this process is probably a better process for the floor so that all senators can have the right to choose to vote on this amendment. So this time I will be withdrawing amendment number one.
Thank you, Senator Wilson. Amendment number one is withdrawn. Amendment number two, Senator Wilikowski, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Senator Wilikowski, do you have an amendment that you'd like the committee to consider?
I withdraw the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, amendment number two is withdrawn. Thank you, Senator Wilikowski. Also like to thank Senator Wilikowski for being extremely patient as we work through our schedule. He is out of town, but he's calling in, and it's awkward for him. So his patience is greatly appreciated along with his staff. Also, I have a potential amendment number three from Senator Wilikowski. Senator Wilikowski, would you like to?
I would that as well, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Senator Wilikowski has withdrawn his amendment number three. That concludes all of the amendments that have been brought to the chairman. Does any member have any further amendments they would like to consider? Seeing none, we'll come back to the full committee for final discussion on this bill. Any comments before we look to the will of the committee? Seeing none, Senator Bishop.
Mr. Chairman, I move the committee substitute for House Bill number 3003, Finance 32-GH3353/B.A, from committee with individual committee recommendations.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes. Do we have objection? Hearing no objection, the bill will move from committee to the next committee referral. Please sign the committee report. We will stand at ease to the call of the chair. We are at ease.
back from recess. Next up, we have Senate Bill 53, Permanent Fund Advisory Vote. This is the fourth hearing on Senate Bill 53. We had public testimony yesterday, Monday, September 13th, in the AM. Our intention is to consider an amendment, one, cover fiscal notes, and look at the will of the committee. We have one amendment. Senator Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move amendment number one.
And I'll object.
Thank you. Finance Committee, these amendments, amendment number one would change the FY22 payout from 1100 to roughly around the 2350 or approximate that equals a 50-50 PFD for Alaskans. Just wanted to have a better good faith of estimate. Members have in their packets, I believe, the new modeling that shows very negligible changes with the out years of the similar modeling that was done in this committee a few days ago on this bill. You know, we pay a large sum of money for our consultants to get our numbers right and those estimates, and the historic look back of the PFD Corporation has shown those estimates to be way under about $9 billion from time period of June 30th of 2018. And so I feel we have a wonderful experts managing our funds, doing a great job managing our funds. And hopefully we can not have a year similar to FY9 to 17 again in our portfolio. No one has that crystal ball, but I feel that they are on the ball in managing those funds. But at this time, Mr. Chair, similar to our previous action on another bill, that due to our time being the last day of session and how long it takes to get things done, if a change happens in this committee, then it takes legal time to print, rechange, format, and do this. So at this time, I will offer this amendment, hopefully on the Senate floor, and to get the approval of the full Senate at this time, Mr. Chair. But also just letting you know that, you know, I still have a rough time voting for this bill, because I don't believe in paying broad-based taxes to pay for a dividend. I can't do that, or won't do that, and so I have a very difficult time with this bill in the first place. So with that, I withdraw amendment number one.
With amendment number one has been withdrawn. That takes us to no other amendments from committee. Senator Hoffman, are you prepared to cover the fiscal note?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The fiscal note for Senate Bill 53 is OMB component number 2616. The department is the permanent fund. The appropriation is the permanent fund dividend. Allocation is the permanent fund dividend fund. And the fiscal note to fund the dividend for FY 2022, which is the current fiscal year, is in the previous bill that we had passed out, so there is no funds for the dividend in this fiscal note. But in FY 2023, the dividend would be $1,100, or a total of estimated to be $744.2 million. In FY 2024, the dividend would rise to $1,200 with an expenditure of $813.5 million. And in FY 2025, the dividend would rise to $1,300 or $884.3 million. The 50-50 provisions would kick in thereafter, and that in FY 2026, the dividend on a 50-50 split would bring in approximately $2,300 dividend and expend $1,989.6 million. And it's estimated that the dividend under the 50-50 split would rise to $2,102.6 million. So these are the calculations for the permanent fund dividend in those subsequent years, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. What's the will of the committee, Senator Stedman?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a couple comments before we move the bill. I've got some concerns with this bill. Not so much the leveling of the dividend, but the need for $700 million in taxes in 2026, 2027 and beyond. That $700 million in taxes is probably light, because we'd probably need another 150 or so million in budget reductions over that time frame, even though the forecast is for some growth at 2% or so. We still will have to rein that back. And at the end of that time frame, when we added $700 million in taxes plus some haircut on the growth of expenditures, still leaves the state in a position where they don't have much liquidity, excess liquidity at all. Doesn't give us the ability to pay back the CBR, Constitutional Budget Reserve, which we owe 10, 12 billion, some number. And it doesn't give us enough room in our statutory budget reserve, a more easily accessed savings account, to make the budget ends meet. So a future legislature would have to deal with those issues as we worked through this this bill as it goes forward. But the idea of leveling out the dividend for several years while the legislature works on how to fill that $700 million gap and or reverting down to the $1,300 dividend growing at inflation as this bill is written going forward. So those are some concerns. I know it's very early in the process of this piece of legislation. It's got a long ways to go, so we got some things to work on. I think the concept is good and sound, the broad concept, but I'm concerned that $700 million in taxes on all the citizens around the state to pay out an additional billion in dividends will be hotly debated over the next couple of years. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Other comments from the table? Senator Wilson.
Hey, Mr. Chair, in this current version of this bill, it's really hard to support this version of the bill. Some of the conditional language that I like, some of it I don't like, but I believe that this is one of those pieces of legislation, unfortunately, that's going to get worked over with the full body, and I don't want to stop that process, but I am not really in favor of this piece of legislation as it currently stands.
Thank you for those comments, and I think it's safe to say that we all could have a little heartburn with this issue, but to try to get fiscal certainty and to protect the original intent of the fund, to protect the fund for now and future generations, it's imperative that we keep the process moving. So with that, I'm looking to the will of the committee. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the Senate Finance Committee pass out committee substitute for Senate Bill 53, version 32-GS1693/W from the committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Okay. So moved. Senate Bill 53 moves from committee. We will be at recess, and please stay to fill out the committee packet.